I kind of like rock and roll.
Light before fruit.
Oh, come on. Light don't before do, fruit. Please don't play that.
I'll provide the beat. And if somebody out there wants to provide the lyrics, because I'm not too darn good at that. Light before fruit, that's not too great.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Somebody out there can do better. Help me. Write me. Send me an email. This is Martin
okay.
Zender.
You can turn it off.
Believe in God no matter what the clergy say. And we'll see you tomorrow.
Oh. Okay, yeah. Yeah, thanks. That's what I ended my show yesterday with, that little tidbit, Light Before Fruit. I decided not to play it. My crew decided that it would be a wonderful way to start today's show. Humiliating way, anyway. Although I did used to be a drummer. I don't know if you knew this. I used to play drums for a living. Played in a little pop band back in the... I play my coffee mug, too. I have it sitting here as a prop, and hey, the spoon works pretty good there too. Let me try this. Let me bring my Bible into the mix. Do you mind? Good, you don't mind. Okay. All right, I'm a little rusty. Sorry about that. Martin Zender here from high atop the post office at my undisclosed location. I haven't got my grapes yet today. I have a big free will choice to make when I get there. They have green grapes and red grapes. And of course, it's up to me to decide which ones to pick. You know what I do? I end up doing what everyone does. I yield to the strongest influence. Sometimes that influences the price, because sometimes the green grapes cost more than the red grapes. Sometimes the red grapes look rotten, I get the green grapes. Sometimes I feel like eating healthier, and red grapes are healthier than green grapes, something with the color. Anyway, of course I'm joking, it's not my free will. I yield to the strongest influence, and guess who the ultimate influencer is? It's God. I'm not going to talk about free will today. I'm going to talk about Light Before Fruit. Let's go to 2 Peter 1, verse 3. 2 Peter 1, 3. So has all of his divine power that tends to life and devoutness been presented to us through the recognition of him who calls us. Through. No, I like it the way I said it the first time. Through the recognition of him who calls us. Everybody wants divine power these days. And this is the stuff that makes good Christian television. People want to see bones healed. People want to see the lame walk. But that is not the highest manifestation of God's power today. A lot of it is false anyway. A lot of it is Satan's imitation of the true. Hold on! I'm not denying that God works miracles today. He does. But a lot of this stuff that comes to you via Christian television is false. And Satan is really good at imitating the truth. That's how he deceives people. Besides, I always wondered this. I used to see signs, Holy Spirit Revival, 7 p.m. Well, I hope the Holy Spirit has a watch and shows up at 7. How do you know when the Holy Spirit's going to revive things? When our boys, our 12 disciples, were sitting in that upper room, they didn't know when the Spirit was going to come. They were playing cards, waiting for something to happen, and bang, it hit them. The Spirit came in flames of fire. They didn't know it was going to happen at 7 p.m. or 6 p.m. Revival, 7 p.m. Whenever you see a sign that says, Revival at 7 p.m., be assured that it's a man that decided that revival should come at 7 p.m., and you're not going to find a legitimate revival there at 7 p.m. The revivals happen, as happened with me, at my friend Matt's house, at kitchen tables across America, with coffee and tea and thee. That's 2 Peter 1, 3. Now, let's go to 2 Peter 2:20. Did you get that? I want to make sure you understood that. All of his divine power that tends to life and devoutness presented through the recognition of him. You come to a recognition of him, then comes the life and devoutness and divine power. but it's going to be a controlled power. It's not going to be a praise you, Jesus. It's not going to be a rabid power. It's not going to be a power that preaches like a Baptist. It's not going to be this kind of power. When I talk like this, people think the anointing has come upon me. Martin Zender's got the anointing. He's talking like a preacher. He's got God. God is in Martin Zender because he's talking like an idiot. And this way we know that the Spirit has descended on Martin Zender. I'm afraid not. Divine power is controlled, it's intelligent, and it starts with, oh, I get it. 2 Peter 2, verse 20. For if, while fleeing from the defilements of the world by the recognition of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, I'm going to stop right there. If, while fleeing from the defilements of the world by the recognition of our Lord Jesus Christ, isn't that great? Verifies what Peter said before. Everybody wants to flee the defilements of the world, but they try to do that without coming to a mature understanding of their sin, that it's no longer reckoned to them, that Jesus took away their sin, that God is in control. Until you realize these things, you're not even going to have a desire to walk worthily. You're going to think that you have to, or God's going to pull the rug out from under you or crush you under his foot. That's not true. So until you come to a right understanding of God, you're not going to live a devout life legitimately. It's going to be out of fear, which is no good, doesn't count. You want to start your walk on the right ground. And the right ground is realizing who God is. And I'm going to give you Ephesians before I leave here today. I'm going to give you Ephesians chapter 5, verse 9. And to just prove that to you, I'm going to go there right now. Ephesians 5, verse 9. Here's the analogy again of light and fruit. I love this. As children of light, be walking. For, love those fours. Whenever you see a four in the scriptures, it means you really need to pay attention to what went before it. Because he's basing his next statement on the previous statement. As children of light, be walking. For the fruit of the light is in all goodness and righteousness and truth. So the only reason you're going to be walking as children of light is if you're exposed to the light. Because without the light, there is no fruit. And the saint with the most light has the most fruit. So try to shine the light, and then you'll have the fruit. If you don't have the light, you won't have the fruit, and you might end up being a fruit loop. But if you study God's word carefully and come to a realization of the truth, chances are good that you're going to be sane. I'm Martin Zender. Believe in God no matter what I say. I mean, no matter what the clergy say. See you tomorrow.